Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar. First thing every day, after receiving Turning Point ministration, pray more on your own. Then forward the ministration to your contact. Do so every day. Welcome also to Sunday, the second day in the second month. As usual, open your hand and heart to receive and be responding with amen, I receive it. This is your month. It shall open for you on time. This is your destiny changing season. From the first day of the month to the last, you will be having blessings and testimonies galore, you and members of your family. I declare war against all your enemies. Oh yes, you shall never be a victim of oppression and depression in any area of life. No matter the storm, a river will never flow backward. So your life, I declare, forward ever, backward never. Your progress and your rising in life shall not be impeded. There shall be no limit on you. If you can do this, I want to make a prophetic pronouncement with it. Take a currency of choice in your country. Any currency of choice, any denomination at all, raise it up. Let me use it to pray. I decree your financial breakthrough this month, your business breakthrough this month, your career breakthrough, and your ministerial breakthrough. I prophesy all-round breakthrough to your life in Jesus' name. This new month, you will not crawl and you will not cry. You shall have no regret whatsoever. Thank God for January blessing, but February shall be far, far better for all my listeners. Say amen, I receive it. I prophesy, whichever door was shut against you and your interest before shall now be opened. I command all doors you need to open. Wherever your helpers are, they will locate you early this month. Who is this? You have tried all you can. You have called all you know. You wrote letters, sent mails, you made calls, you prayed, you fasted, you sowed seed, but things remain the same. What you are expecting did not come. I bow my knees. May you receive a breakthrough that you desire now. What you have been looking for, we start looking for you. You won't beg anyone again. They will give you on their own accord. They will invite you and approve your things in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, receive it. You will not come down. I don't know who this person is. You will not suffer what you suffered before. God Almighty will buy back time for you. Whatever time you have lost, there shall be a restoration. Who is this also? You have been penned down for an untimely death. They have taken your name to some shrines and some oracle. I prophesy that sentence of death over you is cancelled. Your agreement with hell is annulled. Yes, wherever they took your name to for death, the evil they wish you will fall over them. In the name of Jesus, you will not die. You may see a semblance, a threat, or near-death situation, but because we have prayed for you and you are connected to this anointing, that death sentence is over. You shall not be consumed. You will only see it. You will not go for it. You won't die. Now until you are 120 years. Lift up your right hand, everybody. May your destiny help us. Locate you on time. Locate your children on time. This month, it is done. Say, I receive it. Yes. Get ready to send your testimonies, for they shall come. January 2 celebrants. Let me pray your birthday prayers for you. Lay your hand on yourself. Your birthday is blessed. The rest of your life shall be peaceful, shall be resourceful, shall be fruitful, and be fulfilling. Happy birthday. Listeners, from tomorrow, we shall start a 2-week testimony sharing session. Great and mighty things always happen during Testimonies Week. Send or resend your testimonies for sharing, so that God will do more, listeners will be blessed, and the enemy will not be able to see your miracle. Do so. Now let's receive the last teachings today We will come back to teachings again after 2 weeks of testimony sharing. First one today, sir, I will appreciate if this question is answered. You said what parents owe their grown-up children is prayers, not to choose marriage partner for them. My daughter, a graduate, but want to marry a secondary school dropout, and we parents prayed about it. We are not convinced. What do we do, sir? Wow, how did you raise your daughter? How will a graduate daughter wants to marry a school dropout, except if the young man is highly visionary, has a good drive to improve himself in life? I have seen dropouts that reinvented themselves, improved on their life. Find out from your daughter, and even from the young man too, what is his vision for life? What is his drive? Prayer is good. Pray for your daughter. But in addition to prayer, she needs serious counsel. Next, good evening, Daddy. Is it right for a person to pay his or her tithe to a pastor that has pastored the church for a while, but is now being transferred to another branch? Wow. My counsel is that you pay your tithe to your church. What you should give such pastors will be seed, appreciation seed, supportive seed, not your tithe. Next, good day, sir. Please, if anointing oil is blessed by a minister, can it still be blessed by another minister? I hope it does not matter. I want to know, sir. Wow, I don't think anything is wrong for two ministers to pray for you or to pray over your oil, but I don't think it is bad. However, it will be wrong to keep going from pastor to pastor for prayer over your head or over your oil. That would be wrong. No one should be going from mountain to mountain, pastor to pastor, prophet to prophet, just looking for prayers. No, that will not be the right thing to do. Next, what can this man do when the woman is the one taking the responsibility of the home? The man is just able to add little because the wife earns more than the man, and the man is not happy. Wow, please, this man, love your wife, support her, assist her. Don't feel discouraged. Don't feel frustrated. Don't lose self-esteem. Don't look down on yourself. But please, don't be intimidated at all that your wife is earning more. But improve on yourself. Add value to yourself so that you too can move up. I pray your wife will also be wise enough and be humble enough to submit and support you. If you follow this counsel, be hardworking and be visionary, your level will change. Let your wife also hear this. Woman, be humble, be submissive. Both of you will experience total transformation. Next, good morning, Daddy. At my TPGF, I'm suspecting that one or two of my three children is not mine. I always notice my wife's reaction when issues of that is mentioned, and we have argued over this severally. What can I do, sir, as I can't afford DNA test for now? Wow. My take is that you need to exercise wisdom in handling this matter. You said you are suspecting, so it's still suspicion. My question is, what happened if you go for the DNA and the DNA confirmed that these children are yours? Can you imagine the trauma and the psychological effect on the children, even your wife, that you have suspected all the while? What do you think will happen? Your relationship will never be the same again, ever. Then what will also happen if your fear is confirmed that these children are not yours? Will you then throw them away, haven't fathered them and raised them up till now? Either way, there will be consequences. I will have asked that you keep raising these children as yours, but if your mind kept going back there and you feel that you can't take it anymore, then go for the test when you have money and be ready to face the consequences thereafter, as I have said. If I were you, I will own the children and raise them and take my mind off it. Listeners, Let's have your own contributions to this very challenging matter. And let's hear. Send it to our line. We will share and cancel this person and such other persons like this. Please broadcast this to all of your contacts. I want to appreciate everyone that joined us on January 31 Crossover Vigil online. It was awesome. And those of us that later watched it, all that we prayed for February shall manifest into signs and wonders. We have secured February. It will be a glorious month for every one of us. We shall be doing so last day of every month. Get ready. Now, month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnerships, seed commitment, and our seed this month, seed of 2222, do so as soon as God gives you the grace, as soon as you are able to do so. Oh, a lot of people are already doing their own. 22,220 naira, 22 kobo. 12,222 naira, 22 kobo. 5,222 naira, 22 kobo. 2,222 naira, to as many as God leads you to do and you are able to do. TPGF in UK and in diaspora, do as much as you can through our PayPal account and the HSBC account for members in UK and United Kingdom. Do so. Our GTB account, Zenith and Access local bank accounts of TPGF, Turning Point Global account are now functional and now well. Please start using them. All our TPGF members in UK, if you are doing that yours in pound sterling, use the HSBC account with you there in UK. I speak grace. I speak power. I speak divine enablement in the life of everyone. This month has opened for you. It will drop heavy. It will drop honey. Your setting will change to a higher level. Everyone shall be happy and fulfilled in this month of glory. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. TPGF, answer me. Truly blessed. I love you. Bye.